Amazonsgrills.com is better than pie.
That's the way I like it. My garden's a secret compartment, and that's the way I like it. And that's the way I like it. Welcome back to the Two Blonde Squirrels. We actually have Two Blonde Squirrels proper in the house tonight.
Hello, hello.
That's right.
Like it. The winter is long in the city, and that's the way I like it. So
all right. Well, welcome, 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 welcome. How exciting it is to be back with all of you people and me and my beautiful wife. And it's just, I'm just so excited.
You excited?
I am. I'm excited to be here. We did post-Olympic talk without you. Me and Scott handled that. Thank you.
You can't talk about the Olympics without me.
I did.
Well, you're going to have to do it again.
No, don't think so. Yeah. So that's what you get for being sick.
Oh, okay.
That's
right.
I
get punished for being sick? That's great.
I would like to thank Scott Rush for filling in for you.
Thank you. Yes, that was very nice of him.
Yes, it was very nice of him, and hopefully we'll get to do that again sometime. We're going to put a little time limit on the show, though, so I don't talk myself into a hole.
Yeah, I see.
I got sick. You ever get to that point where you just get sick of listening to your own voice, or is that just me?
It's you.
Okay. By the end of that show, I was sick of hearing myself talk. I'm like, I'm done. Why am I still talking?
Yeah, you have. It's just a disease you have.
Shut. You know, and Scott doesn't know me enough to tell me to shut up.
Just
okay, Brad, it's time for you to shut up. But maybe he will. Maybe he'll get there.
It doesn't take long.
Because I know he was feeling it, he just wasn't saying it.
He was too polite to say anything. Is that it?
Yep. He was gracious. Oh, he was patient. He was wonderful.
Excuse me. My
you're weird.
Throat.
Can we just talk
still
about
not
for just a minute? We're going to do 5 seconds here on how weird my wife is. Okay. Now, in general, she's not weird. She's very sane. She doesn't. There's no drama. She's very low maintenance as far as that kind of thing is concerned. She's a wonderful wife, and this is not a personal complaint against her at all. But physically, like, her body is weird. She got sick. She doesn't get a high temperature fever. She doesn't get like 101. She gets 96. Who does that?
I don't know, but I felt miserable.
And
for 2 days.
She's the worst patient ever. You talk about bedside manner, you know. It's like,
and she, you're the one who has bedside manner, not me.
But see, with me,
I'm not the one who's supposed to have bedside manner. I'm sick.
But when I'm sick, I want to be left alone. I just leave me alone and check on me every once in a while. You know, it's fine. I'm very low. I'm very like low. Just I just want to sit and moan, miserable self, and until I get better. Faith wants you to be with her, but then she wants to be mad at you.
I don't necessarily want you to be with me. I just want to see you every so often. That's all.
You're very cantankerous when you're sick.
Well, I don't feel good.
Well, you have to take that out on everybody around
you.
I
just came out to say hi because nobody comes and visits me. So I came out to say hi. And then there's stuff everywhere and I get irritated. My house isn't clean.
So then
I go back in my hole and decide I better just stay there because, you know.
And then it's like, well, darling, you haven't slept in 2 days. Why don't you take some NyQuil? I'm not taking any NyQuil. Okay. I'm just, well, can I get you something? Like what?
That's like, not what I said.
It's like you turn into some kind of angry trucker or something.
It's not what I said. Jeez,
and then this morning, she's all well. Yesterday, we spent all day working. Actually, it was Saturday when we record, you know, to catch up with what we're the time frame we're in right now. Yesterday was Saturday, and so we spent all day working around the house, working outside, just enjoying the beautiful weather. It was gorgeous. It was like 65, you know, 70 degrees. Mm-hmm. It was just beautiful. And we enjoyed that all day and didn't – I worked really hard. She took it a little easy, but did a lot of the normal things and rearranged things and cleaned things, did the beds and all that. And so it was, you know, it was just a very, you know, normal kind of enjoying being healthy again type of day.
Yes.
This morning she wakes up, the middle of breakfast, she goes and pukes.
I did. I was sitting, was having breakfast.
I think I'm going to throw up. Yes, I am. I'm going to go throw up now.
No, I was sitting having breakfast, minding my own business, reading the paper like I do every Sunday morning, getting ready to look at the ads. And
yeah, we're going to go to church. Everything's
fine. And cut my coupons. I was had time. I was going to go get a shower. I'm going to church. Everything's good. And I, all of a sudden, I had this internal conversation. And it was, I feel like I might throw up. No. No, I'm not going to throw up. I'm eating breakfast. I eat the same thing I've eaten every day for a year.
Yeah.
I'm not going to throw
up. Maybe your body's tired of it now.
I'm like, I'm not going to throw up. No, it'll be fine.
So, year's enough, it says.
I kind of sat there. Then I thought, no, I think I just might. So I get up and I stand over the trash can for a couple minutes. Nothing happens. I sit back down. Yeah, I'm going to throw up. So I ran to the bathroom. That was that.
So, yeah.
So that was nice. But then I wasn't sick the rest of the day.
Well, and that's what she says. I felt normal before.
I didn't even feel sick before. I just felt like I'm going to throw up.
Yeah, but you didn't.
But I didn't feel like sick like you do. And then I felt good after I threw up. I was like, oh, wow. Okay.
Maybe your body just needed to throw up.
That's weird to throw up because I never threw up when I was pregnant.
Yeah.
So I don't understand the throw up feeling. And then, oh, wow, that's better. I don't get that. But I did today.
And then I felt sickly
a little bit later, but then I was okay.
And me and Helen were scared to go to church because we're like, well, we don't want to get sick at church because if we have the bug, you know, this is the first sign of the bug. But nope, fine the rest of the day. Everybody's good.
So. Everybody's good.
So faith is weird. That's what we know. All right. Well, speaking of weird people, they called in.
Oh.
So we need we need to take care of some of that.
Well, that's good. Oscars are tonight.
The Oscars are tonight. Did you go to the JenandDaveShow.com and fill out your...
I did, but I didn't even know like half the categories that, you know, foreign film. What? I guessed.
Yeah, well, I did too. I've only seen just a few of the ones that are nominated.
What's happening?
I don't know. Let me turn down the music because this is confusing. Hold on. Let's try this again here.
Did they mean to call us?
I don't think so.
Oh.
Who is that? Is that Kitch?
No.
Who are you?
I love it when I get accidentally called. You're just a little piece of somebody else's life. So look, they're having a good time.
Are they in the car?
I guess so. 434 area code, whoever that is.
All right, there you go.
Not sure that they intentionally called me.
Yeah.
434-865-4640.
You're going to tell the number?
Yeah. Go. Well, why not? If y'all want to call and find out who that is.
I'm sure they appreciate that.
Well, I don't appreciate being prank called.
Prank called. It was an accidental call.
Okay. Well, we'll accidentally call him back.
Okay.
Hey, this is Kidge, apparently the loser. Brad, that clip that you played of like Obama wanting to repeat.
Why is he saying the loser?
I don't know.
Kidge the loser? Is that his name
he's
now?
He's having an issue.
The Constitution. You know what podcast would want to play the show? Redshift. So you should totally forward that to me so I can play it on our next show.
Yeah.
Which, if I had heard this episode yesterday, I could have emailed you about it yesterday and then played it on today's episode.
Well, the True Love Show, actually, Jose Torres.
Was he the one who found
it? Yeah, he requested that first. He was the first one to request it.
Yeah.
And so I did send it to him.
episode 16 of Red.
And he put it on his show.
Back up on the, and the liberals and the morality beat. Plug. But since I didn't hear it yesterday, I couldn't get the email to you yesterday, so I'm just sending you a voicemail now. So send me that message, and we'll play it on the next show or something, maybe. I don't know.
Okay.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Yeah, Buford's out there building something, too, by the way. I don't. It's kind of scary.
Oh, great.
Yeah, for Kidge. He says it's for Kidge. And it's,
oh, really?
It's the first.
He's not digging holes for goats or anything.
He says it's the first like quadraphonic notes? Stereo. No, quadraphonic turkey system.
Oh, interesting.
I have no idea, but it's big.
It's a and long, it's got long lots time of, till Thanksgiving.
Lots of tubes and wires. Quadraphonic turkey system. Huh. I have no idea.
Huh.
But
well, it matches his pie plate tree out there.
I hope Kidge appreciates it. That's all I have to say about that.
Yeah, he's coming to get it once it's done. Because he's not leaving it. He's not leaving it
Hello,
there.
Hello, Brad and Faith. This is Chris calling.
Chris Martins!
I just got done listening to your Podcasting for Compassion Day 40 episode. I got to tell you, that was probably one of your best episodes you have ever done. And it also sounds like you guys got some new recording equipment because, Brad, your voice sounded excellent, better than I have ever heard it. You came across crisp.
Of course, we know everybody who's not paying attention.
Yeah.
He's talking about Kidge and Swifty. Making fun of us, so
yes.
And doing a spoof on our show.
Yes,
so, yes. Thanks, Chris Martins, for the redundant poke in the eye.
Been clear and very understandable. It was nice, but I got to tell you, whatever Mike Faith was using just didn't sound quite the same. I mean, she sounded much better on her old mic. Yeah, we'll just have to say that.
Ouch!
Thank you, Chris.
Come on,
that's why he's my favorite listener.
Get off Amy walking in the spirit. It's cool. Don't worry. And you really have got to stop obsessing. So, you know, it's all cool. It's all fine. And you know, I'm calling on Sunday, February 14th. So I guess you two are having a wonderful Valentine's Day. So
we cannot discuss our Valentine's Day on
There's
the show.
There's no discussion.
Sorry, that's private. Personal information. I will tell you that it did involve a 12-second kiss, but that, you know, every day should.
Mm-hmm.
So
have fun, you guys. Like I said, everything's cool. Great. I like the direction the podcast is now going. I hope this continues for you from the Podcasting Fashion Day 40 episode. So keep up the good work, guys. But I got to run. I have to go finish preparing dinner for my guest later. I'll talk to you guys later.
Chris Martins is having a guest. Who'd you have? Who'd you have? Who'd you have?
Amy walking in the spirit,
it's
maybe.
Valentine's Day, so he's having a guest, if you know what I mean. Yeah, yeah. Chris, who's your guest? Just tell me.
Hey, Brad and Faith, it's Baird up in Massachusetts.
Who?
And
Baird.
Oh, Massachusetts.
I remember listening to your podcast.
He's a member of the Chickawa tribe.
What?
What?
Chickawa tribe?
Yes.
Are those Indians?
I don't know. I think they're Massachusetts.
Oh.
Podcast beginning of February, we talked about date nights, not costing anything, and I don't know, it was the day after Valentine's Day, and I tend to do good on like the big dates, like Christmas and anniversaries and birthdays. And
is Christmas a day?
Valentine's Day and stuff like that, because I get all hyped up about
it's
it.
Present.
Mm. Not so good like the week-to-week date nights, and so I was wondering if you could do like your top 10 suggestions for no money date nights.
Oh.
All right, and
that's a great
yeah,
idea.
It would just be helpful. And if you did it, I'd promise to share it with all my buddies because we could surely use the help when it comes to date nights. Anyway,
okay.
Keep it good work.
Love awesome
to you
suggestion.
Guys.
Thank
God
you.
Bless. Bye.
Top 10.
Well, what are we not going to do right now?
No, I'm not doing it. I'm writing it down.
Okay.
Top 10
no money date nights.
Date nights.
Now, no money or little money?
He said no money.
Now, let's say like $10.
Or 20.
10.
You can go Sonic for 10 bucks.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
There's some things
no
we can
money.
Do with $10 because you can rent a movie. There's things you can do with $10.
No money or $10.
Let's say less, you know, $10 or less, and we'll try to include it, you know, a few zero monies.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, that'll work. That's a good idea. Thank you. I like that.
One of the things you can do on date night is come up with a list of top 10 date night things you can do.
You can. You know. Oh, that's
no,
a
seriously.
Okay, no, I got to remember.
Yeah, put that down because that was
Brad and Faith.
We spent one whole date night thinking of things we can do on date night.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, I mean, and it's fun to do. I mean, it sounds dorky, but then you kind of know, you know, you've got this list and you can kind of pick from and say, oh, well, hey, we never did that thing we talked about. And then you can go do it.
Yeah. So. Awesome.
This is Deanna from Spokane. Hey. Just wanted to share with you about my night at work. So I was at work last night and was sitting at one of our desks and started.
Were you listening to the squirrels? Were you listening to it loud enough that your coworkers could hear us? Why not? You should. You should.
Why are you eating the mic?
I was being personal.
Oh.
You should actually.
She can't tell.
Yeah, like burn a CD of Two Blind Squirrels, your favorite episode or whatever, if you have one. Or maybe the episode where we get spoofed, if that's your favorite episode. And then you should share it with your friends and tell them that they should listen to this too. Mm-hmm. Or don't even tell them. Load it on their MP3 with their player without telling them. Mm-hmm. That's even funnier.
Smelling smoke. And trying to figure out where
she
it came
smoke?
From. And
she was smoking at work.
No, the smoke was billowing. Well, not really billowing, but starting to come from underneath one of our desks. And
oh,
we
no.
figured out it was...
She found my hiding place where I like to... Yeah, I'm a midnight toker underneath the desks at work.
The one of our computers.
Okay.
I call the IT department. Like, so we have a computer that's smoking and starting to...
What you do is you unplug.
Yeah. really smoke, and I'm afraid it's going to catch on fire.
Take it
so
away
guy,
from the power
If it's
source.
Smoking, it's already on fire.
Yeah.
At some level.
Yeah, sort of.
Was really concerned about the fact that it was on fire. Wanted to know two things. He wanted to know my name and what the computer number was. Like, I don't know what the computer number is. It's smoking. He's like,
it's a computer
well, just unplug
tech
it.
For you.
I tell him I can't unplug it because it's it's plugged in behind the false wall. He says, well, then plug it from the machine. I'm thinking, there's no way I am unplugging this thing from the machine. I'm not getting on my hands and knees when all of a sudden it's going to start on fire. And
okay, it's not a bomb.
It's not going to blow up.
Just reach behind it and start pulling wires. That's all you got to do.
Yeah, but you weren't there. It could have been scary. It could have been life-threatening scary. You weren't there. You don't know.
You know what's
you
more?
You don't know what she was going through.
You know what's more life-threatening
you know what?
Scary?
Put yourself in her shoes. She was on fire.
Okay, I'm going to put herself in her shoes. She's at work, and there's a computer smoking, and she calls somebody to tell them about it, but she refuses to do anything about it, and the place burns down. She's going to get fired.
Is that her fault the computer started on fire?
No, but she's responsible once she recognizes it and then refuses to do something about it.
Oh. And all that good stuff, and I'm right down there, and I'm not going to get burnt up. But my job's not worth it. So I'm trying to figure out how to do this. We're thinking we're going to have to pull a fire alarm and all that good stuff.
Oh, well, my goodness.
They're actually attached underneath the desk by Velcro. So I unhook the Velcro. The machine falls. I kick it out from underneath the desk, stomp my left foot on the cord, and I start kicking the machine. So I kick the car.
Why are you kicking it? What are you? It? Why is she kicking it? Why is she kicking it?
She doesn't want to touch it, so she's kicking it. That'll help.
But that's not helping it.
No, she's got her foot on the cord, and she's kicking it with her other foot so it'll come unplugged.
Oh, I didn't get that.
There is a method to this madness.
Okay. I thought she was just kicking the machine.
It's not as simple as reaching down there and unplugging it, but
no.
Still.
At least she tried. You were accusing her of not trying and burning the place down.
Out of Windows computer tower. So
she's read out the window?
Officially the Windows Slayer.
A Windows Slayer.
Good for you.
So I can't wait to get home and talk to my husband, who is a Windows IT guy.
That's funny. He will be ashamed of you.
And let him know that...
No, he will be proud.
He will be ashamed that...
My wife slayed the Windows...
The smoking window.
The dragon Windows of the Windows smoking. That spit fire.
See what happens when you use Windows?
Somebody was playing WoW on that machine and overclocked the... Yeah, that's what happened.
His kind really did not make my night. And I kicked the tar out of a Windows machine. Anyway, bios con Dios. Hope you guys have a good day.
Thank
and
you.
I shall talk to you later. Bye.
Bye.
You win for call of the day. I haven't even heard the rest of
it. I love it.
Yeah. I haven't even heard the rest of them. That's great. And you win.
That's like what, well, oh, everybody, if you're married, even if you're not married, but if you're married, you'll really appreciate it. The Marriage Ref with Jerry Seinfeld.
Very funny.
It is hysterical. And I love Jerry Seinfeld.
We're going on that show, by the way.
Jerry Seinfeld is my favorite celebrity. He's so down to earth, and he thinks like a normal person. He doesn't think like a wacko celebrity. He thinks like a normal person thinks. I mean, and I mean like a normal person.
A normal,
not
normal
a crazy
person.
Normal
not a crazy
person.
Normal person. Gotcha.
Yeah. 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 Love that show. It was very funny. And we're not going on it.
We are going on that show.
No, we're not.
We're going on that show. We're going to talk to him about Bar Harbor.
You know, oh, I've got stuff to talk about too. Oh, you want to bring it out?
No, you can only go on with one issue.
You want to bring out the issue?
What issue? Wait.
What
issue would you bring onto the show?
Is it good etiquette to to have a date?
Yes.
Or to be out with your spouse, or to be doing anything with your spouse, but only half being with them. You're not really totally present with them because you're always connected to your phone.
I do not. When we go out on a date.
Attached to the phone.
When we go on a date, I don't do the phone.
You're attached to your phone all the time.
So are you,
and it's what,
this hypocrite?
I am not.
Oh, please. You sit over there. I was trying to start the movie. I waited 30 minutes last night to start the movie because you were playing on your phone.
I wasn't on my phone. I was on the computer.
No, you were on your phone.
No.
Yes. I don't know what you were doing, but you were on your phone. You were on your phone. I was like fine.
30 minutes, maybe five. Let's try. And I was probably answering tests from Christy asking me how I was doing.
You don't, it doesn't matter what I'm doing.
You're attached.
You judge me for just having fun.
You are
attached.
We go to the store, you're pushing the cart, you can't concentrate.
You had your phone out too, did you have your list on
my
the phone?
My grocery list is on it. I'm not talking to people or playing games on it.
What difference does that make?
It makes a difference because you're
both
not present.
Connected. We're both
no,
there.
Because you're not present.
I'm not present.
Mind is somewhere
else. I'm not present grocery shopping with you.
No, and I need you to be present. It's important.
No, it's not. I've been shopping with you for two hours. It's not important for me to be there while you buy organic cereal.
It is.
No, when we went.
It is. It's important. He goes to bed with the phone. He gets up with the phone.
It's
phone
a good phone.
He cooks.
I lock my phone.
He cooks either with the phone or the computer. He cannot have an electronic device with him at all times.
I'm a geek.
Yes, but
you are
presenting
your case to a bunch of geeks.
You know what? I don't care what any of them think. I don't care.
Okay,
you are not connected.
Show over. Bye, Oscar Diaz.
You're not present.
I am present.
But you're not.
No, you have to be fair. When we have a date night, I put the phone away and I focus on you. We have conversations.
I think since we had the conversation last time when I told you to put the trio away back in the day,
right.
You have been good about date night.
Thank
yes.
you.
However, every
Don't
other time me. Of the day, not
yeah,
so
I
much.
Will admit it. The rest of the time of the day, I have my phone. I like my phone. I'm doing it with the phone.
Well, you don't have to be all defensive. I'm just telling you that's a thing. It's a thing I got.
Well, obviously, you got a problem with it.
It's a thing I got.
And yep. I got a problem with you with Bar Harbor.
I know. It's okay. I got to have something.
Bar Harbor is a sweatshirt. I think we've talked about it before.
Have we?
Yeah, on the show. But in case you know me, it's a sweatshirt that is full body armor.
And now listen.
It's gray.
I am all about fashion.
And it says Bar Harbor on it.
Because your dad gave it to me, which makes it even worse.
Yeah, and it was given to you by my dad. So the only thing that could be worse about this shirt, if it just had like a couple of hands with a line through them. That's about the only. Because I know when that sweatshirt comes on, nah, it's over. I'm done.
Listen, if I could find something that was as comfortable
Which
as
is
that
fine
to wear
on a
around
regular
the house.
Night. See, now, here's the difference. On a regular night, that's fine.
Oh, okay, so it's only like if we come home on date night or
date
something.
Date night.
And I'm tired and I throw
Bar
that on.
Bar Harbor.
Because I'm not thinking and
date
I just put it on.
Date night is over.
Yeah. Well, I get you with that.
If I can't use my cell phone on date night, then you shouldn't be able to use Bar Harbor on date night.
I think that's fair.
You should fight me off with your regular pajamas on.
I think that's fair.
Okay.
I don't need to fight you off. I think that's fair for date night. I just have to, sometimes my brain is not, I'm home and I'm like, oh man, I'm tired because we've been to Dallas or something.
Right, right, right.
I'm exhausted and all I'm thinking about is going to sleep. Mm-hmm. Sorry.
It's not what I'm thinking about.
Right. So, I think that's fair.
That's fair.
But Bar Harbor is comfortable and I am not, I dress not always for comfort wherever I go, just so you know.
No, she doesn't.
Yeah.
She dresses for speed.
I dress so that I look nice.
She built for speed.
I dress so that I look nice. My feet kill me just for fashion. So.
You have sexy shoes.
So, just saying.
I'm a sexy shoes kind of guy.
Yes, he is. So we all have to have something. So.
All right. So there you have it. Okay. Let's see what we got here on time. All right. Well, we have to take a couple, maybe one or two more calls.
Hi, Brad and Faith. It's Scott from Media PA again.
Hello, Scott from Media PA.
Scott.
For some reason, I always get cut off after a minute, but I just wanted to let you know what I was chewing on as I ended my previous message was a Butterfinger candy bar.
Yay!
So I wasn't sure if I mentioned that or not. Wanted to call back. All right. Vas con Dios.
Vas con Dios.
Vas con Dios. Did we not hear the first message?
Probably.
Or was it so long ago that we don't remember?
Probably a month ago, yeah. Okay. Or maybe this is it. Is it backwards? Oh, maybe I did them backwards.
Sorry.
This is it.
Hi, Brad. Hi, Faith. It's Scott from Media PA.
Hello, Scott from Media PA.
How are you guys doing? Oh, wait a minute. Oh, I should say this. How are you two doing?
Stop that.
Anyway, I realized...
that's just creepy. Don't do that.
Those days are over.
That,
kids ruin that for everybody.
Yep.
Well, I did have a new episode of the Ben and Dave show to listen to. Didn't have a new Tube Line Squirrels.
This week, I vow.
No, don't. Don't do it. No, because we have to go to Mimo's tomorrow, so don't be
care.
Vowing.
I'm putting out three shows this week.
Oh, three. Okay. Whew. I thought you were going to say every day.
I'm putting out three shows this week or
bust.
Or I'll do something drastic.
Mm-hmm. What's that?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know.
We'll do that.
Episode to listen to. But I wanted you to know that even without that, I'm thinking you guys, so they bite into this Butterfinger.
And there he goes.
And there he goes. Okay. All right. You know, David embargoed his show until we put out another show last week.
Yeah.
I do not envy you the headache you will have when you wake up. But for now, sleep well and dream of large women.
What was that?
I do not know.
Who's calling us?
I do not know. That was very interesting. Okay. You know, I did dream about Shorty, though.
That's a horse.
I know. What does that mean?
I don't know.
I had a very intense dream about a horse named Shorty, which I had when I was a kid. Very intense dream. It's a very tall, large horse. And I was riding it bareback with bare feet. And,
that's not
and
right.
I rode it into town. And everybody I know is moving into a condo, big high-rise condo. Okay, I'm like, all my friends from high school were moving into this that I'd gone to school with all my life. They were moving into this high-rise condo, and they wanted me to move in there with them. And I'm like, oh, I don't even know if I want to move in there. It'd be neat to live with everybody else, but it's expensive, and I don't know if I want to. And meanwhile, my horse – and I wasn't prepared because – and horse Shorty's down there by the waterfall in the by the condo, and I'm looking at this friend's – and I come out, and Shorty's gone. And so I spend the rest of the dream trying to find Shorty.
Oh, and then he says, you know, I just was thinking about Shorty, and I mean, I'm sure he's gone by now. And I'm sure he's dead, but I went, you think? And then he's like, I don't, oh, I'm sorry, that was a little insensitive.
A little insensitive. My
well,
horse.
Well, like when you were 14, and that was a million years ago. Seriously,
so, he was a good horse.
If you don't think he, if you're not okay with his death he's, now,
he's probably holding some great art project together right now.
Yeah, I'm sure. He could be in that bottle that Helen just used, for her project, for her tall tale project.
I don't know, but there you have it.
Yeah. Okay.
So, if anybody would like to interpret that dream, I would be interested to know.
Don't dream about large women.
I don't.
You know what? Now that we
I
have
don't
our
dream
new,
about large women.
Now that we have our new bed, we have. We,
Wait
we got
a minute.
A new, we got
Where
a,
are you going with this conversation?
We got a new bed.
Hold the phone.
Back before we quit podcasting, got
Hi,
sick.
Guy.
We got a new bed and new mattress and box spring, and then we got one of those memory foam, like 3.5-inch memory foam toppers.
What was it called
from Costco?
I need to look up the exact name of that thing.
New Nuvoform?
Nuvoform or Nuvoform? Something like that.
It was up from Costco. Anyway, put it on top. It's about, like sleeping in heaven.
Yeah, it's like 3 inches thick?
Yeah.
3 or 4 inches
thick?
3 or 4,
yeah.
And you put it on top of your regular mattress.
Uh-huh.
And then
it's
you put
awesome.
Your sheet on top of both of them. And it's unreal.
We were wondering why have we not slept on this before?
Because there's like no pressure points or something. I don't move all night. Whatever position I fall asleep in is what I wake
up in. That's true, because when he starts to snore, there's no getting him to stop.
It's like, I'm done, man.
But we have the queen size bed now, so at least I don't feel like when you move over, yeah. You don't whack me in the head anymore.
I mean, I haven't slept as good since I had a water bed.
Mm-mm.
I had the waveless water
really,
bed.
This is really
good. And that was like too soft, you know, because sometimes you'd wake up and your back would be like killing you because it's got
no support.
This is better. This is unreal.
Like the best of both worlds. Yes, it's
wow.
Awesome. And we got our new bedding yesterday. It's so pretty.
I highly recommend it for every, it's so 100. Pretty. It was $170, so it wasn't cheap. But it was the best $170 I've ever spent.
Oh, yeah, it was awesome. I couldn't believe it. When he got, he was like, oh, yeah, we got such a good deal on the mattress. We're getting that. I'm like, yes.
Well, because we got a fairly inexpensive mattress at Big Lots. And so I was a little worried about it, to be honest. And so I thought.
But it was a name brand. I looked it up. I looked up the name brand. It was a plush pillow top. It wasn't like it was.
I mean,
it just happened to be a
Big
Lots.
My mama told me if it sounds too good to be true, probably is. I figured it was stuffed with,
But that's what Big Lots is.
It's
like overstock.com, only in the store.
I know.
But
anyway, we ended up getting it, didn't we?
Yeah.
Get anything. And
the mattress top was awesome.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. It was awesome. So now we got the bedding and it's so pretty, and we got and we have to make our headboard because our old bed
I made two headboards. I made two headboards.
You've made two. Oh well, you didn't really make the headboard.
I made them out of footboards.
You made headboards. Well, they turned out very nice. You did a good job.
I made them weigh three times as much as they did when they started.
Yeah, they're not going anywhere. Just so you know, the one on the right is a twee bit taller than the one on the left.
No,
I noticed today. Yeah,
no,
go
I
look.
Measured.
Well, then my eye is awkward. My eye is weird then because it looks taller.
Stacked them up next to each other to make sure.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it looks taller. Is it on something?
Hi guys.
I don't know.
Did you attach it?
Hey Faith, how you doing?
Like it?
Okay,
what?
So.
What? Why did he just ask me that?
He said, hey, Faith, how you doing?
No, he didn't. He said, how you doing?
No, he didn't.
Yeah, he did.
He wouldn't do that.
I have a legitimate question that I actually was posing on Twitter the other day.
How dare you call into question the quality of my work?
What? What are you talking about?
I'm talking about you all. You telling me one of my headboards is taller than the other. I worked very hard on those yesterday.
I know, and they're awesome. I'm just saying that when you attach it, it looks like it's taller.
But it's not.
Okay, I believe you. That's fine. I don't care. I just wanted you to know.
12 people.
Wanted you to know. You would want to know.
I don't want to know. And more importantly, I don't want them to know.
Oh, okay.
I want them to think I'm really good at this kind of thing.
You are really good at it.
Evidently not.
No, you're
not. Evidently, I'm lopsided.
You said it was the same. Well, now you're saying it's not.
I have to go check again.
Yeah. Well. Okay, Jeff. Jeff was talking.
Oh, I'm sorry, Jeff.
I wanted to kind of pose it to you and your wonderful audience. There are two types of people. Now, hold on. I'm not saying
we're Elvis. No, we're Beatles. We're Beatles people. I'm
Beatles,
sorry.
Not Elvis. What?
I meant we're not Elvis, and I said we are Elvis, but.
Listen, so there's two types of people. There are the types of people that take a shower in the morning.
Uh-huh.
And there's types of people that take a shower at night.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm a shower in the morning person because I can't wake up without
Me too.
A shower.
Well, here's the thing.
Unless I've been working and then I have to take a shower at night.
You have to understand there's also a third type of people, and that's the weirdos.
Like your dad?
Like my dad and me.
Yeah. Well, no, you're not as bad.
I'm a little... Well, I'm not as bad, but...
Everybody takes a shower after they've been working all day, even if they took a shower in the morning.
But Dad doesn't just take a shower if he's been working all day. He takes a shower 3 times a day.
Like he, well, no, because he gets up and takes a shower, and then he goes and works out.
He works out.
And then he takes another shower. And then he may, like, go work in the yard, so then he'll take another shower.
If he goes swimming, he takes
a shower. And if he goes swimming, he always takes a shower.
Right. But he doesn't plan ahead, like, well, I'm going to go swimming.
Yeah, he does. Yeah, he just keeps taking showers. Because he's a man, and he doesn't do his hair. So it doesn't matter. He just takes showers. What's it matter?
And then he takes a shower before he goes to bed.
Yeah.
No matter what. Even if he took a shower at 4.
He takes a shower before bed.
And he didn't do nothing else before bed, he's still got to take a shower again before he goes to bed.
Uh-huh. My parents both take showers.
And now he's right. You do sleep better if you take a shower before you go to bed.
They say that, yeah.
Yeah, you do.
My parents both take showers before bed. Mm-hmm. Always have. I never have.
Now, Helen takes a shower at night. Me and Faith will take showers in the morning.
Oh, well, I did when I was a kid, yeah. Until then, I had to do my hair, but I can't take a shower at night, and then I have to redo my hair in the morning, and that's frustrating.
But see, I grew up on a dairy farm.
And I work out. So if I take a shower at night, then I got to go get out. Well, that's silly for me.
But growing up, literally, we always took a shower twice a day. We always took a shower in the morning, we took a shower at night.
Yeah.
Because we had to, because we milked and we were always out and stuff. And Mom was like, "You're not going to bed dirty, so go take a shower." And then when you got up in the morning, well, you had to get a shower to get going, you know. Mm-hmm. So, I mean,
okay. So what's
but not anymore. We're both shower in the morning people.
What's Ronnie's own gonna say?
Shower in the morning. But do you shower in the morning? Do you shower at night? Is there a difference? How do you wake up if you shower at night? If you don't, you know. Pose a question and get some feedback on this. I'm interested to see, you know, if it's possible to shower at night and wake up in the morning. I don't know. Maybe you drink extra coffee, I guess.
Lots of people do it.
So anyway, that's my question. And keep up the great show. And bye, con Dios. And we'll see you. Bye.
Bye.
Now, you know about this whole thing, though, that when I do take a shower at night and get up and then just have to wash my hair. Uh-huh. I get ready a lot. It's a lot. I get ready much faster. Uh-huh. So I really should do that on days that I have to go to school in the morning.
Yeah.
I should do that because it's a lot faster.
But now on days where I have to work, I mean, not work, not go to work, but like on Saturdays, if I'm going to do projects around the house, I don't get up and take a shower. I get up and have a cup of coffee and go to work.
I don't either.
I'm going to go fishing, I get up, get a cup of coffee, and then I go fishing. Because I know I'm going to shower when I get through working or get back to the house. Uh-huh. So I don't know how you want to get it. But on normal work days, I take a shower in the morning. Uh-huh. So. There you go. Yeah. There you go. And then if I go work out at the gym, I'll take another shower. So I guess I do shower at least twice a day.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
There you go, Ronnie. We're big showering people. Mm-hmm. We take for granted that we have water to shower with, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. in this country.
Hey, it's Dave. Waiting for the Disney trolley to pick us up. So I was like sitting here thinking about a song. Oh, the Disney trolley is a... coming down the street, oh, please, oh, please, it'll be for me. Oh, the Disney trolley is coming down, oh, will it? Please, oh, let it be for me.
Thank you. Thank you for that, Dave.
And sharing that.
They're going to Disneyland, I would assume.
They went to Disneyland.
Again? They go a lot.
They took their kids this time.
They go, oh, well, that's nice of
them. They live close to it.
So I know, so they get to go. It's just like a novelty.
Okay, well, that's all the time we have.
Not a novelty. That's what I mean.
One, two.
Okay.
Three.
We can do those.
Four, five, six, seven more calls. We'll have to do those some other time.
Yes.
Tomorrow, some way or another, maybe tomorrow, maybe the next day at the latest, we will have top 10 things to do on date night for under $10.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we will.
And so tune in for that. It'll be part of our romantic marriage series.
Okay, that's a good idea.
But we'll take a couple of days to really work up a good list. Mm-hmm. And so I guess that's all we got.
That's it. Mm-hmm. All right.
All right.
Good show.
Good show. All right. High five. All right. Good job. All right. Way to be honest and keep it real.
Yeah.
All that. Stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I don't like your to-do I app, by the way.
You don't like
it? It's too specific.
I like it.
It's too specific.
I love it.
It's so specific that it actually takes more time than to just do it.
What? I don't think you're doing it right. All right, everybody. Vios con Dios.
Vios con Dios.
And all that.
Yeah.
And oh, I remember what I was going to say. Don't forget to check out the Skeeter Bar Show, which is on Compassion 365. Mm-hmm. .com and all the other wonderful shows that are on Compassion365.com.
Yes, yes.
All right,
do that.
Vios con Dios.
Vios con Dios.
Two Blind Squirrels is a proud member of My Life Ministries, a community of believers that views the everyday Christian life as a ministry and seeks to encourage Christians in their daily walk with Christ. For more information, please visit mylifeministries.org.